This is a CHLY and CVOX news update.
Skin's the largest organ in your body, and you know it protects you from things. But if you take in too much ultraviolet radiation or UV rays from the sun, it actually damages your skin cells and creates cancer, which can spread and not only cause disfiguration, but potentially other more significant symptoms.
The city of Courtenay is joining other municipalities across BC and Canada in naming May 2025 as Melanoma and Skin Cancer Awareness Month. City Councillor Doug Hillian has his own experience with the cause.
It's interesting because the mayor asked me to read the proclamation, as he often does with different councillors, to share the speaking. But he wasn't aware that I actually have skin cancer. So I think it was an interesting coincidence.
Hillian explains why it is important for council to raise awareness about the risks of sun exposure.
The stat that we read as part of the proclamation was that skin cancer is the most common type of cancer in Canada, and that research shows that 1 in 6 Canadians born in the 1990s will develop some form of it in their lifetime. Now, you know, for most people, that will be relatively mild and treatable as long as they notice it and catch it early enough. But for others, it will develop into the more serious melanoma. And so, you know, 1 in 6, those are pretty significant numbers. And, you know, I think as a health issue, it's just another thing that we need to be very aware of and take precautions around.
Hillian says that while that number is the statistic for individuals born in the 90s, he is concerned that for people of his own generation, it may be much higher, as they may not have known about taking precautions against sun damage growing up.
I actually grew up in the Okanagan, and I'm in my mid-70s now. And, you know, when I was growing up, we went out and soaked up the sun as much as we could, whether we were working or playing. And, you know, getting a suntan, people actually put stuff on their skin to make them tan more. Of course, we now know that that isn't the best thing for your skin, you know. So not everybody is going to be impacted, but there are numbers significant enough that we do need to raise that awareness.
Councillor Hillian shares his experience with skin cancer and melanoma.
I was diagnosed about 15 years ago, and it started out with just a simple visit to the doctor's office. What's this little crusty bit of skin on the side of my head here? And I remember really clearly being in a doctor's office and the word cancer being mentioned. And, you know, I thought, my gosh, I'm in a doctor's office and the word cancer has just been mentioned. And to him, it was very routine because so many people experience different forms of skin cancer. But that started a bit of a journey for me where I've had several specialist treatments and surgeries to deal with it. And I've had to monitor it on an ongoing basis. So I was pleased that the mayor asked me to read the proclamation so that, you know, I could do my bit to just create awareness and encourage people to think about sun safety and to look out for changes in their skin that might be indications that they have something to be concerned about.
Councillor Hillian says there are many ways to protect yourself and that they are all fairly straightforward.
The basics, which are pretty common sense, are to cover up when the sun is out and protect your skin as much as possible. And, you know, oftentimes we get high cloud that we can't really see the sun, but it's still burning through. And so we've got to be aware of that. Important to wear light-colored long-sleeve shirts and pants and a wide-brimmed hat if, in fact, you are susceptible to this. Mm-hmm. When you buy sunglasses, make sure that they do provide suitable protection. Try and limit your time in the sun. Be aware of what the UV index is. Of course, use sunscreen and drink plenty of liquid. Stay hydrated.
Hillian says that while these are measures to protect your skin, there are also things that put it at greater risk.
Tanning equipment is something that is to be avoided if you're susceptible to this. They say there's no such thing as a healthy tan, and that tanning equipment actually damages your skin and increases your risk of developing melanoma, which, as we've noted, is the deadliest form of skin cancer. And, you know, if you have crusting or change in the color or size or shape of a mole or any abnormally dark or discolored spots or patches on your skin, make sure you go and get that checked out as soon as possible.
Hillian says that the city of Courtenay is keeping sun exposure as well as other climate and heat-related concerns in mind when planning the city's outdoor spaces.
One of the things that we're doing, not only in relation to sun exposure and its effect on the skin, but concern about heat and the impacts of excessive heat with our changing climate, we're developing shade areas, both in terms of trees, but also features and structures in our parks as we redo some of our parks and add to them. We're building in shade features that give people a place to go to get out of the sun, because we certainly want to encourage people to keep getting out there playing and enjoying our parks and our beaches. But it's really important that they have places of respite to go to, particularly children, but everyone, so people don't get overheated and, the exposure to the sun, they get a bit of a break from it.
Helene says that one organization where people can learn more about preventable health measures or even contribute to make a difference is the Save Your Skin Foundation, which was started by people fighting their own skin cancer.
It was founded by a North Vancouver resident named Kathleen Bernard back in 2003 when she had malignant melanoma. And fortunately, she did survive with a trial treatment. But through her experience, the organization was started and it's developed as a nationwide patient-led not-for-profit. And they have a lot of helpful resources online.
The foundation can be found online at saveyourskin.ca for more information and resources to keep you and your loved ones safe this summer and year-round. For CHLY and CVOX News, this is Heather Watson.
This report, in partnership with CVOX, was made possible with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs program, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.